Well, we're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bow before you. We are here today because we love you, Lord. We are here today calling you the living water, the bright and morning star. You are the Ancient of Age, the great God. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the bread of life. You are the I am that I am. You are who is, who was, and who is to come. You are the bread of life. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Father God, your love, your kindness, your mercy and favor are everlasting. We bless your name today. Hallelujah. We praise you this morning, and we thank you for allowing us the privilege of praise. Father God, we acknowledge that you have all powers in your hand. You are omnipotent. Deceitful hearts are an open book in your eyes. You are omniscient. You are God, you are omniscient. So, Father, you are inspecting our hearts. And we pray that as you see our humble hearts and our hungry hearts, our desperate hearts, that we are here to please you and to share the good news of your glory to others. Here we are again, thanking you for the Master's call and thanking you for the precious lives of Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Lord, give back to them as they have given so freely of themselves for this ministry. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and artists. We thank you for Pastor Lucille this morning, Lord. We declare and decree that only your anointed words will flow from her lips today. We command those words to be free from an attack by the enemy. We command the airwaves and the phone lines to deliver a clear, anointed message. We give charge to the angels to impart a supernatural blessing on every listener whose heart is yielded and seeking to please you. Order our footsteps, illuminate our path, and cause increase and an overflowing of abundance in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to our host. I believe that's LaShawn.
Good morning. Can you hear me? I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, hon.
Amen.
Good morning, family. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. Thank you so much, Minister Sean, but I was able to get on. God morning to each one of you. And Candy, thank you for that powerful, powerful prayer. Our God is wonderful. He is mighty. He is everlasting. He is our Father. And we welcome you to the Master's Call. This is a call about our Master, about our Father. And it is a mighty miracle Monday. Merry, merry Christmas to each one of you. And let me just tell you a little bit about our call. This call was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And because of them, we have this call. We are standing on Psalms 88:13, and we truly believe that, as it states in the Psalms, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We know that we can go to him, we can lift him up because he is the great I am. We can give him our prayer requests. We can praise him and worship him, and we know that he hears us. And our mission statement is that we are truly being enriched, we are enhanced, and we are empowered believers as we begin our day, each and every single day. And this call is Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:30 a.m. Central Time, and the number that you dialed in on. And let me just go ahead and give you the playback number just in case you want to hear the message immediately following this call or after you get off the MMC call. Our playback number is 712-432-1085, and it's the same PIN code. And I just mentioned the MMC call. That is our morning motivational call. It is hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and her team of platinums-to-be men and women who are health and wellness distributors, as I, too, am one of them. And so is Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. So if you want to find out more about Artist International and what we do and about our awesome products, get on our call immediately following this one. And that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. I'm not going to take any more time. Right now I'm going to share with you about the woman of God, Pastor Lucille Farrell Scott. She is a woman sold out to God. She is a woman who says by no means can any acceptable idea for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now. You have to live in the now. You have to stand on the word. And Dr. Farrell Scott, she honestly believes that with God, with family, and with community, all things are possible. I am so excited to hear the word that is going to be coming forward from this powerful woman of God. She is here, and I'm going to pass the call over to LaShawn so she can continue introducing and bringing Pastor Scott forward. Are you there, LaShawn?
Amen. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
Yes, I can, sweetheart.
Amen. Praise God. I don't know what happened, but glory be to God, we are here. So like Minister Robin said, Pastor Lucille, she is an anointed woman of God. She is a beautiful woman of God, and she truly loves the word of God. And the statement introduces Dr. Farrell Scott, who is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than the moment in which you are in and living at this point. There is a dance happening in your life right now. She encourages you to take the lead. Then there's a stage before you, and she advises you to walk slowly across it while enjoying the applause. There is a song to be sung that only you can sing, so she encourages you to sing it. And I tell you, Dr. Lucille, she has been giving us a word from Isaiah. She has been giving us a word on how to become leaders and how to be an effective leader, and she has given words straight from the throne room. So without further ado, we're going to bring to you Pastor Dr. Lucille Scott. Are you there?
Yes, I am. And I just want to, I'm cracking up talking to you guys, because for whatever reason, I missed that I was supposed to be on this morning. And I just got a text. And I never, ever read text messages when I'm on the other call. And I knew this had to be the Holy Spirit. I read the text, and it says, a reminder that you're on the call this morning. So, guys, I'm cracking up because I'm saying, okay, Holy Ghost, you're really the greatest. As always, I'm honored to be on this call. I give God praise and thanks for all that he has done and all that he's continuing to do in my life. And to the pioneers that started this call, two phenomenal, phenomenal, majestic women, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, I so honor you guys. I honor you guys in the step that you take to help men and women to understand that they serve an awesome God, a God that there's no length, no width, no depth, no height that can contain him. And that if we immerse ourselves in that God, we will get to the point where there is no height or depth or width that can contain us. So this morning, guys, I'm going to speak off the cuff because I don't have anything prepared. But you know what? I'm a believer in that. When the Lord calls you, you should be always prepared. And what I was just sharing with my other group was, and suddenly – just those two simple words, and suddenly. I know for many of you, 2013 may not have been the year that you wanted. Maybe some of you are saying, you know, I asked God for this in January, or I was trusting God for this. Or you're looking to the end of the year and you're saying, these things have not happened. You know, God, are you there? Or maybe some of you are saying, like Jehoshaphat, is there a word from the Lord? But I came by here this morning to tell you that there was something called and suddenly. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men. And suddenly. And suddenly Joseph got up. He was a prisoner. He woke up as a prisoner in Pharaoh's country. And by the time he went to bed that night, and suddenly he was second in command. And suddenly, there's always your and suddenly moment. And this morning I want you to understand, and suddenly you might be unemployed. And guess what? You get a call for employment. In 1986, my former husband and myself, one of our homes was going into foreclosure. And we had a prayer meeting at the house that Friday, the night before. And there was an old lady at the prayer meeting, and she said to us, she said, the Lord is telling me to tell you guys, walk around this house and sing, we are marching to Zion. And that's an old hymn, we are marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. There were about 22 people at a home for that prayer meeting. We used to have cell meetings at the house. And my former husband and I, we just got up and kind of did a little, we are marching to Zion, kind of walked around and sat down. And the woman's name was Sister Katie. And she came into my former husband's face and she said, the Lord said for you guys to march around this house and sing. And she looked him in the eye. No one knew what we were dealing with. And all of a sudden, he looked at me and he got hold of my hand. It was in the dead of winter. And we walked around that house, and then he put his coat on. He said, Lucille, get your coat. And we walked all through that back end, all through the side, all through the front of the house. And we walked, and everybody put their coat on, and their side is following us. And we walked through that house singing. We are marching to Zion. We sang and we sang. And the person was conducting the prayer meeting, didn't know what was happening. And when we got back in the house, she said, I don't know what happened, but I can tell you guys something. The walls of Jericho just fell. Well, the next day, our attorneys called. My mom had been involved in an accident, and I had been her caretaker. And the insurance company had refused to give me the funds because they said I was her daughter and that I should have taken care of her. I did not know that the case was in arbitration. And suddenly, the judge had ruled that I should be paid for taking care of my mother. And suddenly, the funds showed up to take our home out of foreclosure. Why am I telling you this story this morning and it's not prepared? Because maybe there's someone on this call and you're looking for an and suddenly moment. You're asking if God is there. Father, where are you? Well, your responsibility is to walk around and sing, we are marching through Zion. Like my former husband and I had a responsibility. Your responsibility is to do as Joseph did when he was in the prison. Could you imagine Joseph getting up every day with shackles on his ankle? Could you imagine him getting up every day? And think of those prisons, guys. It's not as fancy prisons we have with television. They were deep down in the hole with rats and the stench. And think of Joseph getting up every morning, having a vision in his heart. I was this favored child that wore a coat of many colors. I was this person that had this dream that the stars were bowing down to me. And come on this morning, somebody. He had to hold on to that in the midst of the stench of that prison. And every morning Joseph got up with shackles on his feet, telling all the other prisoners, good morning, Yahweh is good, Yahweh is good. Good morning, how can I help you? How can I serve you in excellence? To the point that the guard in the prison said, hey, you know what? There's something on this boy, and handed him the keys to the prison. So while the guard is sleeping, and this is my story, guys, so I'm going to tell it my way. While the guard is sleeping, Joseph is doing his, and suddenly, Joseph is still thinking about his dream. And he said, I know I may be in a prison, but I'm not letting go of my dream. And if you guys read the Bible, you need to go back and read that story. When they came to get Joseph, Joseph did not just go before Pharaoh as he was. The Bible said he shaved. He changed, which means that Joseph was prepared for his and suddenly moment. And then one morning it looked like business as usual. Joseph is up and he's walking through the prison, shackles on his feet, and he's talking. And then all of a sudden, I love an "and suddenly" God. And suddenly word comes. You know that butler that you helped 2 years ago? That butler that you thought had forgotten about you? Well, Pharaoh has a dream and Pharaoh needs an "and suddenly" moment. And suddenly, Joseph went from being in the belly of the prison to being second in command in Egypt. And suddenly, Mary was a young, carefree girl, maybe playing with her friends, going to synagogue, lighting her Sabbath candles, loving life, knowing that she's engaged to this wonderful guy and thinking about her own family when she's going to be in the house and they're going to be lighting their own Sabbath candles and celebrating the high holy days. And she's just thinking about her own life. And suddenly, an angel showed up. And suddenly, she got a word. And that word said, "Hey, come on, girl, you are highly favored." God is telling somebody this morning, you are highly favored. You are highly favored. Stop whining. Stop complaining. And Mary was pondering in her heart, what type of greeting is that? I've never heard that greeting before. And he said, you are highly favored. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And Mary said to the angel, how is this going to happen? You know, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know a man. And this morning, just what angel told her, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost shall. The Holy Ghost shall heal your body. The Holy Ghost shall bring peace and joy into your marriage. The Holy Ghost shall open the windows of heaven upon you and pour you out a blessing. You will not have room enough to receive it. The Holy Ghost shall. And all you have to do is do as Mary did. Be it unto me according to thy word. Be it unto me. Because the angel was able to tell her, with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible this morning. Keep expecting the unexpected. Keep expecting an "and suddenly" moment. 2 days before Christmas. Christmas is just a day, guys. Don't not pay your bills and not pay your rent and, you know, not do what you're supposed to do. And say, well, you know, it was Christmas. Function and integrity. Pay your bills. Pay your bills. I have to divert and take this. Remember, guys, as men and women of the Most High God, we always function in integrity. And paying your bills is functioning in integrity. Someone trusted you. Pay your rent. That's the best Christmas present that you can do. As a child of God, function in integrity. And suddenly, God is going to open the windows of heaven upon you. And suddenly, that promotion is coming your way. And suddenly, that Proverbs 31 woman that you've been praying for shows up. And suddenly, that Proverbs 31 man that you're trusting God for shows up. And suddenly, wealth and riches are in your home. And suddenly, your children are like olive branches around your table. As my friend Pastor Sean said this morning, and suddenly, that son or daughter that you've been praying for receives Jesus as Lord of their life. What about, and suddenly, this child that you can't find that is on drugs has been freed today. And suddenly, keep trusting God. And suddenly, that cancer or that illness that has attacked your body, and suddenly, the healing power of God has come to rest and abide in your house. And suddenly, your understanding as a child of the Most High God, you're walking upon the high places of the earth, and he's feeding you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. And suddenly, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And suddenly, you're blessed going out and you're blessed coming in. And suddenly, the windows of heaven are open over you and you do not have room enough to receive it. And suddenly, today is your "and suddenly" moment. And suddenly, your business is filled to overflowing measure. And suddenly, you are the leader. You are that powerful person that you always knew that you were going to be. Joseph got up a prisoner, and went to bed second in command. This morning, do you believe that you serve an undiscerningly God? I'm Dr. Lucille, and I just came by this morning to tell you, and suddenly the healing power of God wants to come and rest and abide in your home. And suddenly your children will rise up and call you blessed. And suddenly, and suddenly, and suddenly, you serve an and suddenly God. You have to trust him. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, not some, in all of your ways, acknowledge him. Many of you on this call are in multi-level marketing. In all of your ways, all. When you're dealing with your customers, when you're dealing with your downline or your crossline, in all of your ways, acknowledge him. Deal in integrity. Function in integrity. Walk in integrity. Tell your downline, how can I serve you in excellence? How can I serve you in excellence? When you make a decision to serve in excellence, and suddenly your business starts to grow, and suddenly you look in your back office and you see so much activity taking place, and suddenly people start supporting you. Why? Because you've decided to serve in excellence. This morning, God is good. His mercies endure forever. My heart is full to overflowing because I know what it is to expect the unexpected. I know what it is to get up and not want the sun to shine. But I also know what it is to have my Heavenly Father show up with an unsuddenly overabundance of love. So this morning, I'm shooting you in the back with an overabundance of love. I'm sending an overabundance of peace to you. I'm sending an overabundance of joy and love and understanding. This morning, I'm inviting you to come and have fellowship with my unsuddenly God. Doesn't matter what it is, guys, trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. And suddenly, he will direct your path. And suddenly, he will cause the windows of heaven to open upon you. And suddenly, he's pouring out a blessing on you. And suddenly, and suddenly, and suddenly, and suddenly, and suddenly. I love you with the love of God. I praise God for each and every one of you. I'm inviting you. I never make an offer, but I'm inviting you to go to my page, Live in Your Now. My new book, Awaken the Leader in You, has just come out, and I am making a bold request of you guys. I'm inviting you to go to livingyournow.org and order a copy of my new book, Awaken the Leader in You. I'm also hosting a teleseminar tonight, and I'm inviting you to join us. And suddenly, your life is going to change. Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, I love you guys with the love of God. I thank God for you. And suddenly, in 2014, the blessing of the Lord will be on both of you. And suddenly, there will not be room enough to receive all the great and awesome things that God is going to be doing for you, for this call that you're hosting, for the lives of men and women that look forward to this call as a lifeline. And suddenly, you will see multiple blessings flow upon you. I love you guys. Tiffany, I love you guys. May God bless you this morning as you have your arms and your heart open to receive an and suddenly blessing. Back to you guys.
Wow, wow, wow. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise God for you. I tell you, when you are a child of God, when you are a child of the Most High God, the gifts that he gives us is just amazing. And Pastor Lucille said that she did this off the cuff. I tell you, that sounded like it was straight from the Holy Ghost press. Amen, and praise God for you. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer right now. Father, in the matchless, precious name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you. We thank you this morning, oh Father, because you have given us a suddenly moment, Lord. You have told us to awake the champions within us and to let your work be done. We thank you so much right now for Pastor Lucille, who came this morning and gave your word, Lord. We thank you, God, because the word came through clear, it came through unhindered, and it was powerful as it was through you, Lord. We just thank you so much that you continue to bless Pastor Lucille and give her her continued and suddenly moment, Lord. We thank you for the testimony that she has come through, Lord. We thank you so much for her family and those around her. And we ask, Lord, that you continue to pour blessings unto her, Lord, as she freely gives herself to others, Lord. We just thank you so much that we have the ability to march to Zion and scream your holy name. We just thank you, God, that we have the ability and the know-how to thank you whenever we're in a storm and to thank you when we come out of that storm. We thank you, Father, right now for watching over those who are listening to the sound of my voice. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer requests that are spoken and unspoken, Father. We thank you that right now you are going to give someone an end suddenly moment that they are going to wake up and know that you are God and God alone. We thank you so much right now in the name of Jesus for watching over JV and Nancy while they were in Louisiana visiting their granddaughter and grandmother, Lord. We thank you because it was an end suddenly moment, and suddenly they were in the hospital, but we know that you have the last answer and that you are the ultimate doctor and you are the ultimate healer, Father. So we just thank you right now in advance for touching their body, running your DNA through their body, running through their body and curing them from whatever it is that struck them ill, God. We just thank you right now that they are going to be well and that they are going to serve as testimonies for you in that hospital, because when other people wonder what happened and when other people see them walk away and jump out of that hospital, they're going to be able to say it was the power of God and not through man. So we thank you right now. We thank you right now for continuing to watch over those who are in the pit right now, Father. We know you are preparing a palace for them, Lord. We know that that pit could be finances. That pit can be relationships. That pit can be homelessness. That pit can be unemployment. That pit can be having wayward children. That pit could be having a zero back office. It can be whatever it is, but we know that you are the Most High God that's going to turn that pit into a palace and give them an opportunity, Lord, to shine unto others and to be a testimony to them. So we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we ask that you watch over those grieving right now over the holidays, Lord. Lord, those who may have lost a family member that's going to glory to be with you, Lord, or those who right now can't see the true meaning of Christmas because they're paying more attention to their circumstances, or those who don't realize that they have a blessing right now just because they are alive and walking, God, or alive and hearing, Lord, or just alive right now. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch them, oh God, and let them know that Christmas isn't about the gift. It's about the gift of life. It is about baby Jesus. It is about the miracle that took place. It is about that mother and her fiance in the manger giving birth to the Messiah. We are just thankful and so grateful for all that you have done for us, for giving us Jesus, the gift of life, so we can have everlasting life. So, Father, I ask that you touch them right now, whether they're under a bridge, whether they're in a shelter, or whether they're in the confines of their home. We just ask that you bless them right now, Father, and we just ask that you continue to touch our goals and let them manifest in 2014. We have another week before the year is out, and we just ask you, God, that when we examine the things that we have the opportunity to do, that we can say it is well with our soul. So it is in Jesus' precious and matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Master's Call family, if you want to hear this call in its entirety again, I invite you to dial area code 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. And don't forget the Kings of Artists, the Empowerment Conference at Marriott Hotel at Hobby Airport, January 10th through 12th, 2014. It's a couple of weeks away, so go to your back office and register now, now, now. And if you're going on the MMC call, that number is 530 888-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. Master's Call family, this is the part of the call where we invite you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and serving God's children. And with that, Pastor Lucille, can you please come back? We thank you for that mighty gift that you have offered to us, and we are all going to take advantage of that amazing, amazing opportunity. And we ask that you please come back for the benediction.
Yes, I'm here, and the website is livingyournow.org. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you right now and give you peace. May God bless your going out, your coming in, your rising up, your lying down, your labor, and your leisure. May God, may the favor of God right now surround you as with a shield. Have a blessed and an awesome, awesome day. Looking forward for an and suddenly. Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Lucille. And don't forget about 90K in 90 days. Jump on the MMC call and find out how you can embrace that opportunity of 90K in 90 days. Have a great day, Master's Call family.